Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky, welcoming you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Thursday, October the 6th, and I do appreciate you tuning in today over WSOF and WAJJ Radio and listening to the broadcast. I appreciate that opportunity. Thank you for those that are our faithful listeners, those of you that pray for us. We don't count that as just something that we take for granted, but we count it as a blessing and a privilege to have you there on the team. If I could say it that way, we surely do appreciate that and hope that you'll continue to pray for us. I'm not here at the station today, nor tomorrow. We're going to be traveling because we're taking our granddaughter Aria back to Virginia to meet up with our daughter, and we've got it fixed up, so we'll drive about 6.5 hours. She'll drive about 3.5, and we'll meet up, and then she's going to take Aria on back home. We're going to spend the night and then come back on Friday, and so hopefully we'll be back here by the broadcast time tomorrow, but I'm going to go ahead and make these ahead of time and have those fixed up. I hope that will work. And that God will bless it. Amen. And just have His way. All right. Remember us in prayer, if you will, about these things. By the way, let me thank the Lord for the good day that we had in the Lord's house last night. And I thank God for His blessings. I love Wednesday night prayer meeting. I really do. I love gathering together with God's people anytime. But I'm thankful for the time we can come in the middle of the week. We can make a special effort to get out and pray one for another. The Bible says that is helping us to so fulfill the law of Christ by bearing one another's burdens, and I look forward to those times and thank God for that opportunity last night. Let me mention a few things by way of prayer requests, a few things by way of announcement, and then we'll move right on. First of all, let me say by way of announcement that today's the 6th, so 1, 2, 3 weeks from today, we'll be in Radio Marathon. We're going to have our Radio Marathon October the 27th through the 29th. That is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday the 27th, Friday the 28th, Saturday the 29th. Radio Marathon right here over the Temple Broadcasting Network. And we'll be airing those live, of course. And Brother Joel Gray from Vision Baptist Church over in Millers Creek, North Carolina, is going to be with us. And we're looking forward to that and praying that God would bless it. Brother Gray will be preaching on Friday night at 7 o'clock. Special service, special marathon service Friday night, 7 o'clock. And we will be airing that. Love to have any of you come out and be with us. And then Brother Gray's going to be staying over and preaching on Sunday morning. That's the 30th of October as well. He'll be staying that Sunday morning, and then we'll have a meal after the service and no PM service on that Thursday as we normally do on Marathon Sunday. So remember those things in prayer. Pray that God will help us raise the money. Boy, we had such a good marathon last time. That's helped us to extend it. If we had had marathon at the exact same time, we'd be in that already this week or next week. And yet we had such a good marathon, we're able to extend it a little bit further. I did want to go ahead and have the marathon before the elections, before Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that comes upon us. So we're going to go ahead and do that right here the end of the month. So I want you to pray for us. Pray that God would enable us, if it be His will, to be able to raise about $30,000, get us on through the year. And I'd love to be able to carry us right through January, because we got a big marathon coming up in February. February will be the 40th anniversary, broadcasting anniversary of WSOF Radio. 40 years. I believe that we are the oldest Christian-owned continuous service Christian radio station in the state of Kentucky. And we're so grateful for that. 40 years this February. And so we've got special things lined up for that. And we'll be making announcements about that later on. But we're praying God give us a good marathon this time. We're not behind yet. Thank God. We still doing all right, paying our bills as they come in. Thank the Lord. But we're looking at some different things that's coming up, some expenses that are going out and plans that we're making. And so needs that have arisen. We want to remember those, but pray for us about this upcoming marathon. Also, talking about Brother Gray being here from Vision, our son Joshua will be with us on Sunday as well. He's from Vision Baptist Church there in Millers Creek, North Carolina. Joshua has been working this week over in Covington, Kentucky, as they're opening a new Chick-fil-A there. And he works for Chick-fil-A. He's in management. management there, and works on what they their training team, and goes out different places. He's been to grand openings in St. Louis, and then I think maybe Omaha, Nebraska, and one right there in North Carolina. He had scheduled some, I think maybe Washington, D.C., that he didn't make it to, and then Salt Lake City, Utah, that he didn't make it to. But he's been this week in Covington, Kentucky, and so he's going to drive in. He's working through Saturday and going to drive in here and be with us Saturday night, and then Sunday morning and night, then going back Monday, because he's got to be back to work there at his local Chick-fil-A in Wilkesboro, North Carolina. So remember him in your prayers. Lord willing, he'll be preaching for us on Sunday night. Also, Brother Junior Messick, a missionary to Canada, is going to be with us on that Sunday night as well. I told him I'd give both of them some time together there. And so we'll see how that works. And you pray that God would bless there on this upcoming Sunday night service. All right. And Lord willing, I'll be preaching Sunday morning. And then Brother Messick, we'll try to see about him and Joshua both having a little bit of time here on Sunday night. So look forward to that. I also mentioned to you about the upcoming camp meeting over here at Grace Baptist Church next week on that 12th is Wednesday through that Friday, the 14th. They'll be having all-day services on Tuesday and Friday. The Rochester family there singing on Thursday night and then on Friday throughout the day. And looking forward to that. Appreciate them sending us the invitation. I want to make that announcement and encourage you, if you can go out there and be with them there at the Grace Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, I'm sure they'd make you welcome. We're looking forward to be there as well. Also know of a couple of other meetings. Brother Hanley Milby's camp meetings coming up that same week. And so I want to pray for him out there at Buffalo, Kentucky, or Hodgensville, Kentucky. Pray that God be with them there and bless in that great camp meeting. And then also they're having camp meeting that week over in Maryland. We know about that meeting. Brother Hall had been invited to that and understand that he's not going to be able to go, but we know the preacher there. We've been praying for him about his back, and so we want to keep them in our prayers as well, that the Lord continue to just bless and help. And do pray about that camp meeting there in Maryland as well, that God would bless and meet the need, and these meetings here as well. All right, that's enough talk, if you will. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Do keep Brother and Sister Hall in your prayers. I mentioned Mrs. Hall was in AFib earlier in the week, and I know the week before that she was in AFib again, and I pray that God keep her out of it. I want you to help me pray that God would help that would not keep being a problem. And then pray for Brother Hall and his health. Also, keep Brother Cater Dockery in your prayers, Brother Cater, as he's battling cancer, and pray that the Lord would just touch him and help him. He's been in a lot of pain, and he had pneumonia. I understand they were going to give him some oxygen and things such as that. Keep him in your prayers, especially about his pain level, that the Lord would touch and help to heal him from that cancer. Then also, Brother Billy Parson. I've still not yet heard any solid concrete information about how his surgery went. He was to have heart surgery back on last Friday, and want to keep Brother Billy Parson in our prayer concerning that. All right, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. If you will, pray with us at this time. Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you. Thank you for the privilege one more time of being in the house of God, the privilege, dear Lord, of being able to call on your name. And I pray, Lord, now that you'd help and that you'd bless in this time, Lord, that your power would rest upon us. Lord, we are powerless in our own self, even to pray. We don't know how to pray as we ought. But thank you for the Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us into all truth, and that makes those prayer requests for us, even those groanings which cannot be uttered. I want to thank you for that. And, Lord, I pray that your power would be upon us and that you'd anoint us and use us in the preaching of the Word of God here on this broadcast. Father, I do pray that you'd bless in the upcoming marathon. Lord, that you'd allow us to raise the money that is needed. Father, I pray that you'd bless the upcoming camp meetings at Grace. Also, Lord, at Brother Milby's there, New Freedom, I believe is the name of that. And then the other one there in Maryland, and the name's just Brother Walton. Brother Willie Walton is the pastor there. His meeting there, River City Baptist Church, I believe is the name. Lord, I pray you'd bless that and meet the needs that are there. Lord, I pray that you'd help us concerning these unspoken requests that we have and know about. Would you meet the needs that are there? Help strengthen Brother Hall, Mrs. Hall. Lord, I do pray for Brother Cater. Lord, you would heal him and bless him, Lord, through these days. Help his family and meet the needs that are there. Father, I pray, Lord, I ask you that if it be your will, you would, Lord, you'd lessen his pain and that you would shrink the cancer or take it completely away. And I know you're able. There is nothing too hard for thee. And so I pray, oh, Lord, that you'd do that is needed and just help and have your way. Father, I pray now that you'd bless in the broadcast. Use it for your glory. Please teach us to pray. Teach us about the power of prayer, the privilege of prayer. And Lord, help us that we might prepare our heart just to pray and to do the will of God. Now, Lord, I pray, have your way and help us. We'll ask these things in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, I appreciate you praying with us and encourage you to do that. Pray for us as you get the opportunity. And, of course, as we're studying on prayer, we ought to put it into practice, hadn't we? Amen. Well, we're going to go to a song and then to the scripture. If you want to be looking in the Bible today, of course, Luke chapter number 11, verse 1 is our primary text, as has been now for a couple of months. Luke 11, verse number 1. Our secondary text today is in Mark chapter 11 and verse number 25. Again, that's Mark chapter 11 and verse number 25. We'll be back with the message from the Word of God right after this good song. Luke chapter 11, verse number 1, the Bible says, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." So we see this unnamed disciple asking our Lord to teach them to pray. They had observed the praying attitude of our Lord Jesus, and they wanted to follow in those footsteps. My, what a great desire to have that we might follow our Lord in these footsteps of prayer. Well, I said our Lord teaches us through the scriptures. And we're looking at what we call prayer secrets, verses of scripture that give us secrets of prayer. We're on number 20 today. And I call this the harmony of prayer. The harmony of prayer. Look at Mark chapter 11, verse number 25. The Bible says, "And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive your trespasses." Now underline the phrase, "When ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any." Now, in dealing with this subject, I'm speaking upon a subject that is a very frequent cause, I believe, to failure in the realm of prayer. Many people set out to be a prayer warrior, but their prayers fail to be effective because of a failure to have the forgiveness that they should have. This failure is not only in the sphere of private prayer, but I believe also in the public prayer meeting. Amen. I'm speaking about having an unforgiving spirit. Are you listening out there? An unforgiving spirit. That has hindered prayer over and over again. That has cut off that power supply to glory. Unforgiveness. Amen. Now, whether prayer's in secret or whether prayer's in public, we should well learn to make this thing right. Get our forgiveness and give forgiveness that we might have the prayer power that we ought to have. Four things I want to point out to you, and I won't get them all today, but just deal with these as they come along. Number one, there can be no effective prayer without harmony with God. There must be harmony between us and him. And so I'll use it this way. When I'm talking about God, I'll say him. When I'm talking about others, I'll say them. All right, so we can understand that. There can be no effective prayer without harmony with him. Amen. Now, thinking about this harmony with him, first of all, we must be on terms with him. If you are a stranger to God, you know you have no right to ask him to behave toward you as a father would behave towards his children if you're not one of his children. But now, if you are one of his children, praise God, we've got the right to ask our Father, amen, to behave towards us as a father. Amen. To treat us as one of his own dear children. Hallelujah to God. I want to ask you, friend, are you on terms with God? Have you ever been born again? Have you ever been saved by the good grace of God? I'm not talking about have you joined a church. I'm not talking about do you tithe. I'm not asking have you been baptized. I'm not asking are you a good person. I'm asking you, has there ever been a time in your life when you repented of your sins, believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, and knew that He had accepted you in the beloved and you had received Him as your Lord and Savior, and He made a new creature out of you? Are you a member of the family of God? I hope you are, and I hope you have more than a hope so assurance of your salvation. We must, in order to have an effective prayer, we must be in harmony with Him. We must, if we're going to call Him our Father, we're going to say, Our Father which art in heaven, He had best be your Father. Amen. Secondly, not only we must be on terms with Him, but we must be in tune with Him. Oh, this is so important, friend. So important. You see, our lives must be lived in accordance to His will. Our desires, our will must be adjusted to His mind. When I pray, I'm not giving God marching lessons. Oh, no. Or marching orders. I'm not here to tell God what to do. Amen. I'm not here to bark orders to God. I don't have a right to do that. He's the commander. He's the general. He's the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Amen. He's God. He has the right to command. He has the right to give orders. My job is just to obey Him. But when I come to Him on a fellowship basis, and I ask Him as my Heavenly Father to do these things, I'm not giving Him orders. I'm asking Him to adjust my will to become His will. Amen. Amen. We saw that in an earlier study when we talked about asking in His name. And that is asking in accordance to His will. Amen. Now, friend, there must be, if we're going to have effective prayer, there must be harmony with Him. As His child, we must be in tune with Him. We can't be asking for things to consume upon our own lust. James talks about that in his book, that we have not because we ask not, but then we ask and receive not because we ask it amiss, that we might consume it upon our own lusts. Amen. For example, these prayers, people praying, oh, God, make me rich. That's foolish praying. But on the other hand, when we're praying, Lord, would it be your will to grant your people better paying jobs, to grant your people good success, that they might be able to give more and they might be able to do more and they might be able to see God's work funded and God's work helped even more and more. Amen. That is effective and rightful praying. I believe that's right. So we must be in harmony with Him. Not that we're asking for ourselves, but we're asking for His benefit. We're asking blessings that might in turn be a blessing to Him and bring Him glory and honor. Amen. Now, I'm almost out of time, and I'd like to move on to my second point, but let me just stay with this just a moment. Friend, are you saved? Have you been birthed into the family of God? Have you ever been made a new creature? Number two, if you are saved and you've got requests of prayer, things you're asking the Lord for, let me ask you this. Are you asking selfishly or are you praying for God's will to be done? I'm asking, is our heart in harmony with heaven? Thank you for listening.